Hey, welcome in. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today. Let's go.
All right, let's jump right in. First up, Trump says he's going to order DHS to pay TSA officers immediately despite the ongoing partial shutdown.
Wait, is this another shutdown? I swear it feels like we just got out of one.
It's the same one, still dragging on. Remember the big fight over funding? So, he's saying he'll use an executive order to get TSA agents paid.
An executive order? So he can just do that? I thought Congress controlled the money.
It's a bit of a gray area, honestly. The idea is to declare their work essential and find a way to compensate them, even without a fully approved budget. It's legally questionable, but politically it's him looking like he's taking action.
Okay, I see. So it's more about optics than actual immediate cash in their pockets. What about that story where Elon Musk offered to pay them? I saw that floating around.
Yeah, the White House turned that down. Apparently, there were concerns about the legality and ethics of a private citizen directly funding government employees. Plus, it probably wouldn't look great for the administration to accept charity, you know?
Totally. Like, we can't even keep the government running, please, billionaires, bail us out. Not a good look. Next story?
Okay, next up, Trump has extended the pause on striking Iranian energy plants.
Whoa, hold on. Striking Iranian energy plants? That sounds intense. Are we talking about, like, war-level intense?
Potentially. Tensions have been escalating for a while. There was a deadline related to the Strait of Hormuz, which is a critical shipping lane for oil. He's pushed that deadline back.
Okay, so he was seriously considering military action? And what's with Witkoff floating a 15-point peace proposal? That sounds like something out of a movie.
It is a bit dramatic. Witkoff is trying to broker some kind of deal, but the details are pretty vague at this point. It seems like he's trying to position himself as a peacemaker.
Right, everyone wants to be the hero. All right, what's next on the agenda? Something a little less world-ending, hopefully.
All right, next headline, Trump has deployed ICE agents to the nation's airports. Apparently, they're taking a more active role in security.
ICE at airports? I thought TSA and Customs already had that covered. What are they even doing?
Well, some reports say they're checking IDs and security lines, using TSA equipment.
It's raising concerns about racial profiling and whether this is really making us safer, or just creating more fear and longer lines.
Longer lines? Seriously? The lines are already insane. So, instead of fixing the problem, they're just adding another layer of something? Bureaucracy? Chaos?
Pretty much.
The Atlantic had a piece about how ICE hasn't fixed the airport crisis yet, with emphasis on yet. It's not exactly a ringing endorsement.
You know, I'm starting to think flying is just not worth it anymore. Okay, let's move on before I book a one-way ticket to nowhere, USA. What's next?
Okay, this one's a bit of a first. Trump's signature is going to appear on US dollar bills.
Wait, seriously? Like, all the dollar bills? That's kind of vain, isn't it?
It's definitely unprecedented. No sitting president has ever had their signature on currency before. It's usually the Treasury Secretary's signature. So, yes, some people are seeing it as a bit of an ego stroke.
I can see the Make America Great Again hats now, but printed directly on the money. It's like he wants to be literally inseparable from the US economy. What's our last story?
Last one, US prosecutors are arguing that Maduro plundered Venezuelan wealth in a court battle over his legal fees.
Okay, so we're talking about Nicolas Maduro, the ousted Venezuelan leader? And the US is trying to block him from using Venezuelan assets to pay his lawyers?
Exactly.
The U.S. is arguing that those assets were obtained illegally and shouldn't be used to fund his defense. There's also a judge questioning why the U.S. is blocking the funding.
It's a complicated situation, to say the least. So much international drama and money at stake. All right, that's a lot to process for one day. What are your final thoughts?
It feels like we're living in a constant state of heightened alert. Between potential wars, government shutdowns, and signatures on money, there's never a dull moment.
Yeah, I need a vacation. Or maybe just a long nap. All right, folks, that's all the time we have for today. Make sure to check back tomorrow for more news and analysis.
See you then!